This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You can invite Dave Cohen in, that's fine. Although he is working for Newell later, so he's going to be kind of tired come 1 o'clock. So it's Thursday, May 29th, and as I understand it, it's going to rain on and off today, and some of the rain could be locally heavy, which means if you get caught in it, you could be subject or caught in some street flooding, and there could be ponding on the roadways, and I believe neutral ground parking has been approved through the end of today. So be aware of that. Otherwise, I don't know what to tell you. Just it might rain hard wherever you are, and if it does, do what you need to do. Justin Buechler joins us now, Associate Professor of Political Science at Case Western Reserve University. Talk about President Trump's big, beautiful tax bill. Mike Johnson from Louisiana in the House, his big, beautiful tax bill, but the Senate, not so much. Good morning, Justin. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm okay, sir. Let's talk about what's going on with this big, beautiful bill, and we can go back a little bit to the process so people understand the way it works and what happened in the House and now where it goes in the Senate and what happens from there.
Yeah. So as you said, the bill has passed through the House, but it is in the Senate now. And John Thune, majority leader of the Senate, is trying to figure out how to cobble together a coalition in the Senate. He has a couple of votes to spare. You only need a bare majority because this is done through budget reconciliation. But there are a couple of prominent detractors. The two most vocal at the moment are Senator Rand Paul and Senator Ron Johnson. So he can spare a couple of votes, not many, but it's a little bit of a different process in the Senate. And then there will have to be a different use of the word reconciliation, but there will have to be a reconciling of the House and Senate versions. They have to pass the same version, and then there will be a final version signed into law.
So, elephant in the room for the 8 or 9 people that text me on a regular basis, why should people care about this, and why should we view this as anything other than criticism of Donald Trump?
Well, you should care because it's going to affect how much you pay in taxes. The other reason you should care is you should care about the budget deficit. So as I click on over to the open tab, I have the total debt, total public debt, according to U.S. Treasury right now is $36,213 $1,853,751,952.05 as of the May 27th reading, according to the U.S. Treasury. That's a lot. That's pushed up U.S. Treasuries. The 10-year Treasury is creeping up towards 4.5%.
But what's interesting about that, Justin, if I might jump in for a second, what's interesting about that, I have a different site. I got usdebtclock.org open, which is not as reliable as Treasury. But the only point I wanted to make is the number you gave as of May 27th, that number has risen considerably because of the interest, correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So what happens is the total amount of money that we owe and that we pay out goes up as the interest rate on treasury bonds goes up. So as our credit rating goes down, as people become less confident in the debt, the amount of interest that bond that gets paid out on bonds goes up. The cost of financing the debt goes up. So depending on the numbers that you look at, we pay something like 16% of total federal outlays on just interest payments on the debt. And that's a lot. That sort of cuts into everything. That then pushes up interest rates on everything else. So, yeah, this is a lot.
So the one of the Republican senators that is not taken very kindly to the bill that the House passed from Wisconsin, I think he is, Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, says that the goal of the House effort has been to pass one big, beautiful bill. It's rhetoric. It's false advertising. The goal should have been reduce average annual deficits. We have to focus on spending. Why didn't the House do that? I guess what I'm trying to ask is philosophically, and I'm trying to understand these days what a Republican is, what a Democrat is, because sometimes the roles seem reversed.
Tommy, your sound cut out there a little bit. Can you say that again?
Okay. What I was saying, Justin, is I quoted Ron Johnson saying that it was false advertising, that it shouldn't be a big, beautiful bill. It's false advertising and rhetoric. The goal should have been reduce average annual deficits. We have to focus on spending. And I guess my question is, how can there be such a difference when it comes to Republicans in the House and Senate and philosophies? Because I'm trying to figure out what a Republican is, what a Democrat is, and how can they see things so differently in the Senate than they do the House?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Yeah, so a couple of points on that. One is that it tends to be a little bit easier to pass nearly anything in the House because you have much stronger party discipline in the House. It's just easier for the Speaker to get anything done in the House. In the Senate, you still have a relatively high degree of agreement among Republicans, and you just have a few high-profile detractors. But senators tend to have a lot more independence because they are less dependent on party leadership. They're less dependent on party leadership for example, committee assignments, things like that. So they can do a lot more. So that's the first point. The second point is with respect to the underlying policy question and what Republicans want out of the bill. What most of them want out of the bill is a tax cut. And there are a couple of detractors who primarily want deficit reduction. But if you look at what tends to happen historically, so if you think back to 2017 and 2018, what happened was starting in 2017 and then finishing up in 2018, when President Trump had unified government, they put together tax cuts. You very rarely ever actually get deficit reduction. There have been a couple of times in modern history when we have had actual deficit reduction. You got that in 2011 after the 2010 election. And then we got balanced budgets during Clinton when he had divided government. But you don't tend to get deficit reduction during times of unified government. You get balanced budget, or rather at least deficit reduction, when you get that weird split of Republicans in Congress and a Democratic president. But when Republicans have unified government, they pass tax cuts. That's the priority.
Now, let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. I want to talk about the politics of this, because you got, and I don't know if it's any different with President Trump than past presidents, but Mike Johnson from Louisiana, the Speaker of the House, tells the Senate not to meddle with it too much to make it possible to pass again through the House, because it does have to go back to the House. President Trump over the weekend encouraging senators to make changes, saying it might be something he'd agree with. So I just wonder how the president manages all of this and how the Republican members of the House manage all of this without feeling as, okay, I'm going on this island for you, Mr. President, but don't leave me there, because when you go to the Senate, you're gonna accept some changes. Now it comes back to the House, and I got to get this through the House, and it may not pass. So we'll talk about all that when we come back. 622 may happen with every president. I don't know. 622 traffic now, WWL. 627, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Justin Buechler, Associate Professor of Political Science at Case Western Reserve University. Professor, I'd like to get the audience involved. And a text pops up here. Everyone knows, always did, had to pass this bill in one part or two parts, secure the renewing tax cuts and border funding and energy production. Then this becomes the foundation, and they can fight over other stuff and window dressing, ratify DOGE improvements, and form the next election. No surprise. Thoughts on that text?
So the big challenge here is that the Republicans are constrained to use a process called budget reconciliation. And budget reconciliation allows the majority party to avoid filibusters, because budget reconciliation cuts off debate automatically after a period of time. And if you only have a bare majority in the Senate, and the minority party isn't going to go along, you really can't do anything except budget reconciliation. So they really do have to fold everything they want into one budget reconciliation bill. So if there's anything that they can do that might get Democratic support, they can put that into other bills. But If they're going to do policies that will not get Democratic support, the only way to do that is to fold everything into one budget reconciliation bill, simply based on the nature of the process and the strategic need to use a procedure that avoids a filibuster. That's just built into the process.
So it seems like the Republicans and the senators and the representatives pass each other in the hallways and maybe different buildings. But if I guess what I'm trying to ask, Justin, is why wouldn't the president get the House leadership, the Senate leadership with this one big, beautiful bill and say, look, here's what we need. Get it done and then get it through. Why would there be the difference in the House and the Senate if the president is in control of all of this?
He is in control in a broader sense, in the sense of setting a broad agenda, but he is not in control in the sense of writing the details. The president never writes the details of the bill. That's never been the case for any president for major legislation. He is in control in the sense that he sets the broad policy agenda, but then the details are written by the two chambers. And so what always happens, this is just built into the nature of the legislative process. The House writes its version of the bill. The Senate writes its version of the bill. They get different versions, and then the versions need to be reconciled into one version of the bill. And this is just how this is what happens with a bicameral legislature.
And the reason I asked that in the time we have left is that for people that think President Trump is a dictator, this actually kind of shows that he doesn't have the power that some people think he does, because it still comes down to the House and the Senate and representatives, and right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, if he were a dictator, he'd just hand them one bill, they'd pass it in one fell swoop and be done with it. Yeah, that's true.
I just want to make that point. Thank you, sir. Jan Moeller joins us. When we come back, we'll talk about student visa interviews. What is all that about? We'll find out with Jan Moeller, Executive Director of Invest in Louisiana. When we come back, 6:30, it's time for WWL First News.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.